Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I hope you're ready for some degeneracy, because we are back with Bible Black. And we're getting close to the end, so let's go ahead and just get started. Now that Miss Katami has left, I'm feeling kind of bored just watching the usual performances, so I think I'll do something fun. I decide to call out the three members of the swim team, Nanagusa, Kobayashi, and Mikimoto. I have photos of them doing all kinds of fun things. As long as I have the photos, they can't refuse me. Then I motion Saiki over. Can you go to the school PA and get me Nanagusa, Kobayashi, and Mikimoto? They're three girls from the swim team. Sure, but why? Heh, you'll see. Saiki leaves for the faculty room to use the school PA. Soon Saiki's voice is ringing through the school from the PA. We're looking for the following students, Nanagusa, Kobayashi, and Mikimoto of the swim team. Ms. Takashiro wants to see you, so please report to the art room immediately. After a few minutes, they show up at the art room still wearing their bathing suits. I guess they were in the middle of practice. The door opens. What is this? Kobayashi is the first to enter. She's shocked by the scenery stretched out in front of her. Captain! Mikimoto also looks over at our orgy and grabs onto Kobayashi with fright. Minase, you're the one who called us here, aren't you? Nanagusa looks at me and speaks, her legs shaking. Yeah. I'm going home. Wait, you want me to make these photos public? Nanagusa hears what I said and the color drains from her face. The photos, just like I thought, you still had more. Of course, you think I'd give them up that easy, dumbass. You're so mean. I have worse photos of you, you know. I threatened Kobayashi and Mikimoto as well. Give them to me. Nope. Well, I'm willing to negotiate depending on what you'll do. You're pathetic. We're not so different, you and I. What are you going to do with us? You can probably figure it out. Can't you tell by looking at the situation? You pervert. You want your photos, right? If we do as you ask, you'll give us back the photos? I don't know. No, why does it have to be like this? Soon you'll be happy that it turned out this way. I don't think so. Well, it doesn't matter what you say, you're all gonna get screwed anyway. You coward, you can't get laid unless you threaten people? What did you say? I snap when Kobayashi provokes me, and I glare at her. It looks like she needs to be taught a lesson in order to understand. Do you know the famous saying, be careful what you say? What? I'll make you regret what you just said. Fine, do it. I'll let you do me. Kobayashi grabs her bathing suit and pulls it down to her hips. I can see Kobayashi's well-proportioned boobs jiggling in front of me. I look them over and slowly start to speak. It wouldn't be fun doing it the old-fashioned way, right? I'll stick something better inside you. What? Let's see. I'll stick this inside you. I pointed to a wine bottle kept in the corner of the room. We use it in art class when we paint still lifes. Seeing how big and wide it is, I figured that fitting it inside her would be quite a challenge. What the? Kobayashi looks at the bottle in amazement. You're kidding. You're kidding, right? Suddenly, Kobayashi is talking in a weak voice. But it's too late for regrets now. You think I'm kidding? I grin as I reply. You can't. No, if you stick that thing inside me, I'll die. Kobayashi quickly turns and tries to flee. You're not going anywhere. Kobayashi is about to escape, but then Inoue grabs onto her and drags her back. No, let me go. What happened to all that energy you had before? You were gonna let me do you, right? Not like this, you could do me the regular way. I'm not gonna stick my thing inside you, that bottle is good enough for you. I order Inoue to tie Kobayashi to the desk, she can't move around. No, 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 I can't believe this. Weird toes there. I grab the wine bottle, but I don't have any lube, so I just coat it with some paint thinner. Ouch. Maybe just shoving this inside would get you off, hehe. I walk over to her and yank up the crotch part of her bathing suit, then I cut through it with a box cutter. Slice. With a dull sound, the piece of nylon cuts and Kobayashi's gentle swollen mount is revealed. Here we go! I place the wet wine bottle up against Kobayashi's crotch. Stop it! You can't possibly stick that thing inside me. I've seen women put way worse in there today. Like, in today's age, I'm like, what the fuck? How does that even fit? Kobayashi looks at the huge wine bottle with terror. I ignore Kobayashi and place the small end of the bottle against her crotch. No, 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 my pussy is gonna tear apart. There's only one way to find out for sure. I place my leg on the back of the bottle and ram it inside her, putting all my weight against it. Insertion. The tip of the bottle enters her vagina and slowly goes deep inside. The sight of it is bizarre and I want to avert my eyes. Urinating. As the bottle enters inside, Kobayashi starts urinating. She probably had to go bad since she just came from swimming. It really does fit. I made sure the wine bottle is entered halfway and then I used all my weight to push it all the way up inside. Insertion. The bottle goes all the way in and stops after hitting the mouth of the uterus. She convulses for a while, then loses consciousness. That's something. If it stretched that much, I wonder if she'll be able to use it again. Nanagusa and Mikimoto are shaking with fear, totally speechless. Now, what should I do with you two? I'm not an evil person, you know. You girls don't want to end up like her, right? I point over to the unconscious Kobayashi. I'll do anything, please. Me too. They answer with hesitation. I guess they're shocked by what they just saw. Alright, then let's do it. You come along as well. I call over Inoue and give him Mikimoto. I line up both girls and approach Nanagusa after taking off my clothes. We're doing it right here, in front of everyone? Of course, you have any complaints? Nanagusa shook her head side to side. I cut off the bathing suit that was on Nanagusa's body with a box cutter. Cut, cut. It's embarrassing. Inoue also takes off his clothes and grapples Mikimoto, who is shaking like a kitten. Hehe, I'll mess you up. No, don't be so rough. Shut up. Rip, rip. Inoue rips the bathing suit and starts licking Mikimoto's light skin. After I caress Nanagusa's pussy and make it moist, I slowly place my cock against it. Be gentle with me. I smile at her words and ram my dick inside her. insertion. Now I'll jab you with my thing as well. It's huge, so be ready. Tanoue Inoue places his monster cock against Mikimoto's crotch. It's huge, it's not gonna fit. Mikimoto recoils from the amazing sight. Inoue's cock is a little too big for Mikimoto's diminutive stature. Look at Kobayashi, here we go! Inoue shoves his hips forward. His huge cock enters Mikimoto's labia and plunges deep inside. Ouch. Mikimoto tried to tolerate the plunging of Inoue's huge cock. You should be glad I'm doing you. If that huge thing breached you, you'd probably never be able to get a satisfaction from a normal-sized cock again. You should thank me. Thank you. Nanagosa thanks me, but she looks like she's about to cry. I guess it would be too cruel to put Inoue's huge thing inside the inexperienced Nanagosa. Inoue and I start thrusting our hips, banging. It feels real good, so I start up a good strong rhythm. Nanagosa's cheeks are flushed with excitement, and she starts to enjoy herself. Her nipples get hard, and her juice is flowing out of her as we keep slapping together. It looks like you're getting into it. It's good. I feel it. I keep grinning and thrusting the Nanagosa even harder. She starts grinding her hips along with me. I look at Inoue, and he was like a crazy beast having his way with Mikimoto. It's tight. It's like sticking it up someone's ass. Inoue was thrusting violently inside Mikimoto and convulsing with pleasure. To tell the truth, it's not that Mikimoto's pussy is small, it's just that Inoue's thing is way too big. I'm afraid all girls getting banged by this guy are going to be stretched silly in the end. Inoue and Mikimoto were going at it like a bunch of welder beasts. Of course, Inoue is the one slamming his hips down like crazy, and Mikimoto is just holding on for dear life. Every time Inoue sticks his cock all the way in, Mikimoto moans with pleasure and her boobs jiggle. I follow suit and bang Nanagosa harder. Banging. Good. Feels so good, she says. Hey, move a little slower. No, it's hitting deep inside. Mikimoto is exactly the opposite of Nanagosa. If she's gonna get off, it's gonna be on pain, not pleasure. I'm almost done. Inoue is about to come all by himself. I don't think he cares about his partner at all. Here we go. Shoot it outside at least. Alright, then take this! Inoue pulls out his cock and pours his juice up and down Mikimoto's body. Juice pouring out. The thick juice comes out, splattering all over Mikimoto's body. Then the juice goes all over her back and hair. Phew, that was a lot. Inoue pumps out every drop from his cock, then wipes his cum-covered hands on Mikimoto's body. Mikimoto looks at the thick juice covering her body and starts to cry, banging. I keep on thrusting into Nanagosa, although I feel a little sorry for Mikimoto covered in stinky cock juice. I'm about to shoot off myself. I'm coming too! Please release it outside. But you were fine having it shot inside the other day. Not this time. Maybe she doesn't like me anymore. I'm about to climax, but I need to decide what to do. Hold on. Because it could change my ending. I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Juice shooting out. After shitting a little bit inside, I pull out and cover her body with my hot juice. I'm coming! While letting my white cum pour all over her body, she has a screaming orgasm. I back up a bit after squirting my juice all over Nanagusa's body. You got some inside too. Nanagusa puts her head over her head. That would be very difficult. Nanagusa puts her hand under her pussy and feels my juice pouring out of her. She looks angry. If she could put her head under her pussy like that, she'd be one of fucking Uzumaki's creatures. Bitch, you're in no position to order me. After we finish doing the two girls, I go back to check on Kobayashi. Kobayashi is drooling from her mouth and twitching. She's still unconscious. Her pussy is stretched unbelievably wide, and the wine bottle is still deep inside her. I can't just leave her like this, so I call out to Nanagusa and Mikimoto, and they proceed to revive Kobayashi. I think it's time we leave the school. Then we decide to leave the art room and head for the apartment. We head over to the apartment, and there we use more drugs and incense. In a trance-like state, we continue with our madness. We are lost in pleasure, completely controlled by it. We don't need anything else. The madness continued on until the morning. Somehow, I fell asleep while riding the waves of pleasure and exhaustion. Miss Katami's ritual is about to begin very soon.
Okite.
Oh, well. I think we missed one. Or maybe not. I don't know. Wake up. Wake up, Minase. Shaking. I gradually regain consciousness. Both my back and shoulders hurt. Are you awake? Saiki is standing by my side. Why are you here? I realize I was sleeping in a room in the apartment. That's right. I slept here last night. I slept on the floor with only a light blanket on me. Plus, I'm naked. No wonder my body hurts. Stop messing around and wake up already. Everybody's exhausted, so they can't even keep an eye on Amari or Miss Takashiro. I look around the room and I see only few people awake. What about you? Miss Katami and I are heading to the school to prepare for tomorrow's ritual. I want you to keep an eye on them till we get back. There's no school today because it's a national holiday. They're preparing for tomorrow's ritual while nobody else is around. Tomorrow's the 30th, the night of Walpurgis. What time is it now? My head isn't clear, so I shake my head and stand up. I can see that my head is still numb from the drugs and incense we used last night. It's already past noon. I was very tired last night and I must have passed out. I don't even know how many hours I slept. I stagger around as I look over the room. There are men and women lying in piles on the floor. Some are sleeping and some are just resting. Some of them are still having sex off in the corners. One of them is Miss Takashiro. We're very, 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 very close to the end of the game, folks. So, I'm gonna leave you with this, and we will be right back at it as we get very, very, very close to that last day. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner.